In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. My family and I just got back from vacation later this week, a few days ago, and I had one reminder that you probably do every single week. Our plans do not always work out that well. Now, maybe it becomes even more difficult or even more obvious when you're outside of the routine and traveling around through Canada and Michigan and trying to appease five kids in a van. And I'll admit I was feeling maybe a little bit more bitter than I wanted to or expected. As we arrived a few evenings ago, all the big plans, see, as we planned them, came together, but it's kind of those level two things that there was just so much adjustment. I feel like I can adjust and we can adjust, but there's something just exhausting about it. Something just a bit exhausting when you have some certain ideas and certain plans, and then you have to adjust and replan and readjust and replan. Today I'd like to focus especially on the verses from Isaiah, where God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Fellow saints, I am so glad that God's plans work out much better than ours. True, dependable, right, good, even guaranteed, when we cannot see any of those things. The reminder that for all that we try and even fool ourselves that we are in some kind of control and have very good, untainted plans that God surely would approve of, that His are better, wiser, truer, and flat-out eternal. Reflecting on the rain and the snow coming down and watering the earth, surely you've had those plans, perhaps on a day like today, going down to see the sailboats in the inner harbor, or I shouldn't say sailboats, the giant ships in the inner harbor, and just the weather isn't quite holding up. You meant to be outside all day for a picnic, a big event you planned and the weather didn't hold up. Or maybe, slang term I believe is snowcrete from a few months ago, and how this disaster of snow and sleet and ice creating problems, somehow we can look and say, yes, what havoc and chaos that made for my routines and my plans and our city budget. And in God's plans, well, I certainly don't know, but I look and can't help but think. He says, it watered the ground. And I'm thinking, but what about the chaos? What about the struggle? What about the extra money spent and the budget plans blown and the adjustments and the lives? Perhaps even taken earlier than I expect them to go. This is where it's a great reminder, where at first I see the text when they come and I kind of glance through them, and first I get my ideas of, oh yeah, I know that text. Oh yeah, I've heard it 15 times in church and preached on it twice. Yeah. All right. When I look back, I'll be ready for it. And then a few days or a few weeks beforehand, depending on the schedule, really dig into the text and just think, oh, if I had explained that from memory, I would have said it wrong. The sparrows Jesus speaks of. The birds of the air. I tend to remember that idea of sparrows that are sold for a penny. Aren't we more valuable than they? And the truth is, yes. As we respect all God's creatures and value them and care for them, the truth is yes, and my mind goes to, well, that means God says he's going to take care of me and things are going to be great according to the plans that I have. Because I am more important than a bunch of sparrows. That's his point, right? Things are going to work out reasonably well. And then I read closely. Not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. The Father is watching and caring for all the sparrows, all the birds, and in my memory of him talking about Jesus talking here, I'm thinking of them soaring through the air. God's taking care of them. Aren't they valuable? I'm more valuable than them. Nothing to worry about. Things are going to be great. And then there's that image of, oh, what about the sparrow with the disease, with the broken wing, that got hit by the car driving down the Alameda, perhaps a bit too fast? What about as we pulled back into our driveway at our house, and there must have been some wind in the last couple weeks here, because we have four nests around our property, three of them like the carport. Two of those nests were down on the ground, and there were splattered eggs, not of sparrows, of robins. But I couldn't help but think I wasn't expecting to see that splattered potential for life on the ground when I got back from all my planning. And today, as much as I come in with a celebration of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession, a faithful confession holding up Jesus' teachings and God's word boldly, faithfully, wordsmithed and brought before the King, the Emperor Charles, I can't help but think how that is also outside of what my preferred plans would be if I would be somebody like Philip Melanchthon. Isn't the Word of God clear enough? Isn't the teaching of the apostles clear enough? Aren't the traditions clear enough? And here I have to come in and put my life possibly on the line and boldly confess truth, not knowing exactly what the outcome could possibly be. And not knowing that wars will break out over words like these in the future, with destruction and death. And certainly those words are that important in some ways. But what a reminder of the somberness of Jesus' words to us today. Of the other side of the coin of God's ways that are high and great and mighty can lead us straight to the dungeon. Straight to the pit. Straight before the emperor or the one who wields the sword. Straight before mockery and derision. Or perhaps to straight into our own mind of self-doubt and avoidance of boldly saying what we know in our mind and our heart. Words that are very important to uphold the truth. This past weekend, some of my board and staff and Mission Society spent our second weekend together with our strategic plan of pondering how to better steward God's gifts and what to do in the future by his guidance, what adjustments we'll make, and we're agonizing and arguing, Christian-like, of course. over these words. Which are the right words to express what we hope and plan to do for the sake of the kingdom? In the name of Jesus. Words that are so important, words like the ones from our confession today. But the reality is, the situation of bringing forward a faithful confession, the situation of coming before and looking in the eye somebody who says that darkness or light is darkness, that your life should be death, that your truth is false, is not usually the plan that we want to have placed before us. And yet whether the time and the confession for us in this time and in this day is going before kings and emperors who threaten our life, or simply confessing the creed together in a sanctuary of safety on a Sunday morning. Our Lord's thoughts and plans, carried forth by his word, may lead us into difficult places. And surely may lead us into joyous places. We don't know those plans. We don't know the results. But we do know that God's word, through faithful witness, will accomplish his purpose and will succeed for all that he has sent it for. This is a joyous, marvelous thing for our God who is great. But as sinners who fall short, it also can be frustrating and terrifying. But thanks be to God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, by his cross, his death, his resurrection, we see more fully than even the ones before us who walked with him the impact that his words have had on this world, in this city, among the people who have sat in these pews. In lives of joy and struggle, the words, the plans of God have brought us to today, a marvelous, difficult, perhaps unplanned, perhaps frustrating, but nonetheless joyous and true and planned day of our Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keeps our hearts and our minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.